At this point in the pandemic, many of us are suffering, and how, from Zoom fatigue. Many, not all. WNYC's Gwen Hogan checked in with a group of senior citizens who switched their weekly gathering to Zoom at the start of the pandemic, and now they say they're closer than ever.
Last March, I visited a senior center in Manhattan. At that point in the pandemic, we were flying blind. We were elbow bumping instead of shaking hands, but not wearing masks. I rode my bike to the DeRoe Center with a lump in my throat, fearing maybe I was an unknowing vector of the virus.
To reach. You guys, we're going to sing Star Test.
But I got there, and there was a crowd of coughing college kids on tour with their a cappella group performing to the small crowd of seniors.
To reach the unreachable star.
I popped into a memoir writing class. It was a group of about a dozen women. They'd been meeting weekly for a couple years at that point. I arrived right as the director of the center, Mark Merity, broke the news. The center was closing. It was March 11th, 2020.
We need to suspend our on-site programming here at DeRoe for a period of time.
Starting today.
The news was a blow for the group, especially for Yvonne Rossetti.
I think depression is a killer.
Yes.
And certainly many of us are here because maybe we battle depression or this place is a lifeboat.
It is a lifeboat.
Yes, it is.
Over the course of the pandemic, I wondered how these women were doing, if they got sick, if they got better. If they were experiencing that loneliness they'd spoken so fearfully of when I met them that day. I reached back out, and they invited me to their weekly class on Zoom. Good. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Adela Greenhill told me about her recollection of that day.
Before we knew about Zoom and what was going to happen, it was like one of those feelings in the pit of your stomach.
The women got some coaching on how to log into Zoom, and the group started reconvening regularly online.
There's an intimacy to Zoom that we never would have anticipated, I don't think.
Christine Graff says they were already used to sharing personal details in their writing.
And then to meet again in our own homes, it felt good.
Many of them did get COVID, and they all survived. But Marcia Cohen says one member of the memoir group got sick with cancer.
She said, I need help finishing my memoir. I'm getting this memoir published.
She did get it published right before her death. The group was able to celebrate her life over Zoom.
We're making that connection every single week, which is great because a lot of us live alone. And, you know, otherwise we don't connect.
We are not disconnected by social distance. Rather, I will say, more connected.
That was Sipra Roy. I particularly wanted to know what Yvonne Rossetti felt a year into this technological experiment. She says she's on board too.
Zoom created a paradigm shift for loneliness. It was like life is normal with this. It's been so deep and so rich with this.
Before I left the session, Wendy Handler, who works for the Senior Center, wanted to add something too.
This group was supposed to end many times along the way. We're so thrilled that you're still here and that this group means as much to you today, if not more, than it did when we met in person.
They say they're hoping to convene in the real world someday soon, hopefully in Central Park on a sunny day. For NPR News, I'm Gwen Hogan in New York.